So to kind of get onto the meat of things, I wanted to sort of run through in hopefully a kind of practical way what you can do with the iPhone. Now, I'm picking the iPhone because, to my mind, it is the very best device. This is the best device for mobile multimedia journalism, partly because of the things about the phone, but mainly because so many people are creating apps for it. So many people are creating apps that make it much better, that improve on things about it. And I'll run through a few of these. I've been banging on about how great the iPhone is. There are some things which aren't so great about it. The battery life is pretty poor. It's pretty hard to hold steady. If you're shooting video and you're holding it like this, it can be quite tricky to not to let it wobble, and wobbly video looks really unprofessional. And the signal can be poor away from hotspots. And the mic, the inbuilt mic, is pretty dreadful. Any kind of breeze, and it gets wind noise on it. And it's not directional. Also, trying to edit on the thing is a nightmare. There is a kind of weird edit device which involves you using your finger and thumb and pulling and pushing, but it's dreadful. It doesn't really work. But the good news is that we can actually overcome all of these shortcomings because of the apps and the gadgets that have been created. And if you have another smartphone and you're thinking, I wonder if I can do this with my smartphone, you probably can. And probably just a quick Google search would find the versions for this. So for instance, battery life. I could easily flatten this battery in 2 or 3 hours if I was recording, editing video and so on. So I've got a charger. You can probably see that doesn't look much fatter or heavier than a normal iPhone, but it has a battery pack on the back. I think all these things have got particularly mad names. This is called a Juice Pack Air, which cost me, unfortunately, 60 quid, but it doubles the battery life. So it means that even when I'm editing video and broadcasting, uploading video, it still works for a good half a day and hopefully a bit longer. Also, the problem about hotspots. Away from hotspots, it's not so great. Well, in fact, there are loads of hotspots. It really only requires you to go into a coffee shop or a bar or another public place. As I say, the phone is rather hard to hold and handle, but there are all kinds of clever devices that have been created to make it stable. That top one looks like what that is a three-legged tripod, which you can bend the legs. So what they've done with that one is they've bent it around a static object, in this case a metal pole. But you can turn them and twist them in any way so that the phone is always standing upright. And this is another one, which is like a hand grip. You put the phone in the hand grip, which is really useful. It almost makes it like a kind of steady cam. An external mic is really useful. The one I'm using here is that cost me 8 quid. That's a really useful one. There are all sorts of different ones. You can't really see that thing, but this is the most kind of sophisticated device. They've all got ridiculous names. This is called an Owly Bubo, and it did cost me 120 quid. But the phone fits into the back of it. It comes with an external directional microphone. It also has, if you can see this, this is not one but two lenses. With the full lens on, that's a wide-angle lens, a professional quality wide-angle lens, the kind of lens which is used by professional photographers. If I unscrew it, it has another lens, a 37mm lens. It's not available yet, but it can't be too long before you could get a telephoto lens on it. So essentially, when you see journalists, multimedia journalists, going around with £3,000 cameras on their backs and all the rest of it, okay, there will be situations when that's necessary, but actually, all I need is this phone and this, and I can record video, audio in professional quality, and I can also broadcast it from the phone. Now, establishing your publishing platform, it's obviously very straightforward. Most of the kind of apps you've got, any kind of internal camera or audio device in these phones, will let you upload it to things like Facebook, Twitter, Blogger, YouTube and so on, which is fine for kind of social thing if you just want to put it in front of your friends. But if we're thinking about this as a professional journalist, obviously what you really want is one platform where you can broadcast everything together. A really nicely designed, coherent blog, so that if I've got video, text and a still from a particular story I've covered, I want that to all go together. I want it to be in one place. So for that, you really need a location to put it. And the one I like is called Posterous, posterous.com. What you do with Posterous is you email to the site. You start an account, and it gives you an email, a dedicated email, to upload stuff to there. And when you've done that, you can upload anything you like. You can put attachments into your email, videos, stills, text, audio, anything you want. Put it all together in one email, and it will be uploaded straight there. The other thing that it does, well, it designs it into a perfectly nice-looking blog, which is the middle illustration, and then it transmits it on. It broadcasts it on.